The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Terrace's Skeena Salmon Arts Fest Society has announced that they've received an award recognizing their contribution to the arts in the Northwest. As part of Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee, the Lieutenant Governor awarded a total of 8 organizations in BC an award for visual arts. Vice Chair of the Society, Amanda Hugon, explained the award and what it was like at the ceremony.
The Arts Festival was given an award, I believe it was $700, towards Indigenous arts and things to encourage of the arts. And I believe there was only, I actually don't know if it was 8 or 10 awards handed out throughout the province. And the award was given to us by the Governor General, I guess, in lieu of the Queen, the Majesty. We accepted the award, I believe, after it was actually given to us, for with COVID and such, the award was not on hold or anything like that, but I guess the actual event was held at a later date, so everything was a little bit, I guess, diluted, if you want to say that. So it was a little bit different, but it was really nice to get together with people that are of the same interest in the arts, for those visual arts as well as performing art. As a nonprofit society, we definitely enjoy being recognized as a high-quality arts festival, especially with the Indigenous arts of the North.
Hugon also described what it felt like to receive this award on behalf of the society after being nominated.
I guess one thing to add is to say thank you to Cynthia McCreary, who has nominated the Skeena Salmon Art Show or the Arts Festival for this award, for she has been a huge advocate for the society, and she's not on the board. I wish she was, and she is a curator there for the YXT. All of the art installation that's happening at the airport. And then she is an art therapist, but she herself moving back to the North has been a huge advocate in advertising and helping us, I guess, share everything and bring everything to light and kind of giving us the bigger picture of what we can potentially do. So I guess just hands up to her and a big thank you to her for that, nominating us for that award. I think it was really, really humbling to think that a little tiny, small Indigenous group of artists that are running this, what is it called, our nonprofit society, to be recognized within the province was quite an honor. So I think that we were quite excited, quite honored and humbled to think that, like, what? Our little group from Terrace gets to go down there and accept this award. It's quite wonderful.
Hugon represented the society at the ceremony along with fellow artist Stephanie Anderson. So Hugon explained that interacting with other artists was among their favorite aspects of the whole experience.
I think the high point for myself, like traveling with a fellow artist, we actually got to meet up with other people who are of nonprofit societies and have heard of us before, and it was quite the honor to be recognized by other peers that aren't even from the area that we're from, that know the work that we're putting out there and sharing. So sharing the love of the art, I think, is the main focus for us.
Sitting as vice chair since the beginning of the society in 2018, Hugon described some of their favorite parts of being involved in the society and their favorite installations.
Well, I guess this might be a biased thing only because I've been part of the Skeena Salmon Art Fest from the beginning, and I am a visual artist. I'm a Northwest Coast and Salish artist, and I have been part of the mural festival. So my group is Raven Takora, and we have been painting the murals kicking around Terrace. And then I've also collaborated with JJ, the chainsaw carver, and we did the set of wings that is downtown. Outside of those, things that I absolutely enjoy are the metalworks that have been going up, so those other art installations. And then just seeing all of the artwork that we have in the Skeena Salmon Art Fest every year, to see the eclectic group of talent that we have kicking around, is my ultimate favorite. To see a big group of artists and to see up-and-coming artists who may not have enough in their own collection to create a show, but to be able to participate in such a huge show every summer has been my favorite. And the fact that it's traveling around to Smithers, and it was in Hazleton one year, and it's up in the Nass Valley this past summer. Seeing those pieces and seeing the pride in the people that have been participating, I think for me, that's one of my favorites, is just the Skeena Salmon Art Fest. The actual show, the annual show that we have every year, is my favorite.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.